Bodotna. It's combo. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Kalingalinga woman are discovered dead in a suspected murder case. In African news, Kenya on a lead after WHO flags a fake kidney transplant injection. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A woman believed to be in her early 30s has been found dead in the early hours of this morning in Lusaka's Kalingalinga compound in what is suspected to be a murder case. The deceased, who has been identified as Dorcas Chimwasu, was discovered dead by Angela Piri, who was on her way to the toilet when she stumbled upon the deceased. Miss Piri immediately alerted her neighbors, who came to see the body near their house. According to eyewitnesses, the deceased is suspected to have been raped and later killed by unknown people. However, no one heard her calling for help, despite the suspicious circumstances leading to her death. The body has since been picked up by officers from Mutendere Police Station. Meanwhile, Kalingalinga Ward 36 Councillor Mukuvesa Nyonyi has appealed to the police to increase patrols in the area to prevent such incidents of rape and murder.
Kutokela ku member of the community pasai bani bachikira ibi bani kama that is bachikira in a non circumstances but nikamba na wa polisi there is suspected rape, you know, but we are waiting for final conclusion. We are really sad as a community and we urge the police to improve on patrols because this has been ongoing and there's a pattern now. It's like when young people who are into alcoholism, they smoke, they take advantage of these young people also in that scenario.
Upper Lusenfa Ward Councillor Norris Musonda has revealed that the construction of boys' and girls' dormitories at Milombwe Secondary School is expected to commence next year. Mr. Musonda told Kumbon Radio News that many PVUs are currently facing serious challenges as they walk long distances to school, a situation he said affects their safety and academic performance. He further disclosed that the project has already reached an advanced preparatory stage with bricks already molded. Mr. Msonda said construction works will begin immediately after the rainy season comes to an end.
The project is a very good so kwali ku kunisha kwa bantu kuombe kutama uda mabriks so no kuno kosha ali wachona ku kwali wachona so next year come next year just after rain for nganga yapwa kutwa mukura mbaya abana barachura mukwa abenge bafumase manda munya bonko mbanda munya bonko ko ko bafuko bafuma but muboma kusoma ya za ya mpa sawadi then kuse kuse abanono aba size ebe na pass pa pin para mbaya kwati from apparent same for centro pada pali kwa chapati kilometers to the first school. Mulala is about 10 to 15 kilometers. Then from Mboma is about 8 to 10 kilometers.
Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia President Kigan Mwape has reassured citizens that the country has sufficient stocks of essential medicine despite recent donations to Botswana. Mr. Mwape explained that a thorough stock assessment was conducted before making the donation, confirming Zambia's adequate stock levels. Mr. Mwape appealed to citizens, emphasizing Zambia's commitment to supporting regional neighbors in need, while acknowledging international partners' contributions to the country's health system. He called for calm, stating that Zambia's health care is in good hands.
And as a profession, we are happy with the government, because when your neighbor is in distress and they are in an emergency situation, we are supposed to hold hands and help our neighbors come out of the situation. And pharmaceutically, what we do before any decision is made, there's what we call stock assessment. You have to do the stock assessment, and the stock assessment, basically, we are looking at the stock on hand, how much you have as a country as of today. And the other aspect is you look at it to say how much do you use per month. Thereafter, you determine to say the stock that I have today, for how long is it going to be available for the patients. So like in question, the government did consult professionals who are working at the Ministry of Health, together with Zambia.
Kaperimposhi Member of Parliament Stanley Kakubo says his constituency is among those that will undergo delimitation, which will assist to stimulate accelerated pace of development. Speaking to Combo Radio News, Mr. Kakubo said once this gets actualized, much more economic and infrastructure development projects will take center stage. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing issues such as the water challenge and other essential key public services in both rural and urban areas. Mr. Kakubo also acknowledged that it has not been easy for him to go around the constituency to appreciate what people are grappling with, which is vast, and hence the limitation will help address this challenge.
By the over 60 boreholes that have been done, new schools and all over. But we must also be honest with our people that we haven't done this without any challenges. The main challenge is some of the projects have not been visible in the size of Kaperimposhi constituents. Just looking at the map, as we are planning for delimitation, which I'll speak to, but you will find that Chabanese Kabwe, the people in Kabwe, have two MPs, and Kapiri is five times the size of Kau. This is just a fact. So, which takes us to what we can expect. I want to assure the people of Kapiri that delimitation is coming for Kapiri. Kaperimposhi is the number one constituents in Central Province, which is top of the list to be delimited by the government.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, do join us for African News.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Mitego, Zama Oda, Zameneka Landira, Ife, Company Radio, Nizi.
50 kg impwa 200, 50 kg chihuahua 60 kwacha, 50 kg kalembula 80 kwacha, 50 kg lumanda 120, 50 kg ondwe 100 kwacha, 50 kg delele 500, 50 kg chinese 130, 50 kg repu 220, 50 kg big mango 250, Mseke small mango 200. Mseke boa tente 800. Kavansa 600. Bokosi ya tomato 250. Onyoni ya white ponchu 120. Onyoni ya red ponchu 150. Nkuku zaloni 150. Tray ya maegesi 90 kwacha. Meda impwa 30 kwacha. Meda green beans 35 kwacha. Meda delele 50 kwacha. Meda zinkubala 500. Meda kapenta 380. Meda beans 220. Meda usala 50 kwacha. Meda mpilipili 200. Unji unji kalembula 5 kwacha. Unji unji ondwe 5 kwacha. Unji unji lumanda 5 kwacha. Unji unji chihuahua 10 kwacha. Unji unji mabungo 10 kwacha. Unji unji repu ten kwacha. Unji unji